Muscles?
So much, I got your muscles right here. Hulk Scuba Guy, they call me. We have something going on in the state of Texas called the Muscle Monitoring Program, and I think we have some video on that. Let's roll that beautiful footage.
We're not collecting the Asian clam shells.
Now the Sexton 7th graders are on the hunt. They are part of the Texas Nature Trackers, a volunteer group that monitors wildlife populations for Texas Parks and Wildlife. Today, they're helping biologists determine which species of mussels live in the Guadalupe River.
Oh, look! Now
is that
alive? Yeah!
That's cool. A live one.
Biologists can tell a lot about a river's health from the mussel population. Low mussel numbers can mean that the river is polluted, which can mean trouble coming for fish and people.
The mussels keep the river clean, which keep the fish healthy.
These kids are giving us important data that we don't otherwise have enough staff at Parks and Wildlife to get the data about the different mussel species in Texas.
So the baby Asian clams ended up finding a really good home inside this Three Ridge mussel, right?
I think it's great. It gets kids out in the field. They get to work with biologists and see what the real world of research is all about. Look, there's another one right here.
We've learned that there's a lot of different species and different shapes and sizes and colors.
Finding plenty of mussels is a good sign for the Guadalupe River, and the kids love it.
I think this is really fun. I mean, it's very interesting. I'm really excited about finding more.
They told the principal that they would really rather be out here than be doing their band. But don't tell the band director that.
On the Guadalupe River near Luling, this is Lydia Saldana reporting.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gordon. This is so. I think I've got this section right here.
Don't let me interfere with the muscle, man.
Hey, don't you dare. Want to remind you that we've got all sorts of questions coming through the chat room. Actually, you're asking them faster than we can answer them, but don't let that stop you. Keep sending them in. I think I see a message in a bottle on the currents even as we speak. In addition, you know, there are some wonderful things going on with the various schools, junior highs and high schools across the country in terms of these freshwater habitat monitorings. And what do we have? From how long is the Rio Grande? It's real long.
It's very long. Just the part in Texas is very long, but of course it starts up just in southern Colorado, runs all through New Mexico. I can't tell you the exact number of stream miles, but it is very long, and it's, I believe, the longest river in Texas.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry. And check my notes.
And that was from Big O.
Yeah. You know what? You have this. This is your party. I'm leaving.
Thank you, Muscle Man.
You bet. Once